There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. It's time to have your say. The Agenda with Tom Urquhart on DubaiEye 103.8.
Right, get your thoughts into us, 4001. You're listening to The Agenda right here on Dubai I 103.8. We have had a number of responses to a question that we put out a little bit earlier on. The question we posed was, would you rather your child were bullied or the bully? That goes to existing parents, parents that have seen their children fly the nest, or of course those that are yet to become parents. If you were, if you were to have a child, would you rather they were bullied or the bully? Thank you very much indeed to Don, who's been in touch with us, saying, my initial response to this was neither. However, if there was a situation where I had to choose, I would say be the bully. Simply because if this was the case, I could be more directly involved in the course of action between me, the school, and more importantly, him or her, my son or my daughter. I then know at least I am doing the very best to counteract bullying and knowing something is being done, given schools have a somewhat poor reputation with dealing with bullies, and I don't depend on other people who I don't know to discipline their children, because I was always told, treat anyone you don't know as an idiot until you get to know them. However, treat them with respect as well. Just my personal view. Don, appreciate your personal view. Thanks very much indeed. 4001. We've got opinions to get from the studio team as well, as we have from our listeners. So let's get over to the lines now and pose that same question to our friend Yuluk, who's joining us from the Nad al Khamar area here in Dubai. Good morning to you, Yuluk.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. So if you had to make a choice, I know it's a difficult one, and it's one that, that needs to be thought about, but bully or to be bullied?
Yeah, of course, none of them. But however, unfortunately, my kids haven't been in that position.
Yeah.
But I would feel more I would rather have a child that is a bully than a child that's being bullied.
Yes. Reasons for?
Well, having a child that's being bullied, psychologically, it can damage them. However, having a child that is a bully, it's something, and if a parent knows about it, it's something that they can deal with, and they can direct them in a different direction. Because bullying is a form of aggression or attitude or trying to be the big shot or whatever. And I think it's easier to direct a destructive child like that in a different direction.
So you've got more control as a parent. If you find out that your child has a tendency to bully or is bullying, you've got more control and more ability to control that situation to a positive outcome.
Absolutely, yeah.
As opposed to if it's being bullied, when obviously it's very emotive. And you, I suppose the other thing you look at is that if your child is being bullied, you know, and as you said, thankfully your children have been in neither situation, but there must be nothing worse as a parent knowing your child is being bullied. And what can you do about it? I suppose there is a sort of, there's a caveman instinct in all of us to go around there and give them a good hiding.
Yeah. Absolutely, and what can we do about it? It must be so, so difficult for a parent to have their child coming home that's been bullied. How do we deal with it?
It's the question we are posing to us all this morning. Yuluk, lovely to chat with you, my friend. Thanks so much indeed. That's Yuluk joining us live on the line. I've kept them waiting, the team in studio. They're all ready to give their opinions. Ask me the question, Tom. I've been thinking about it for the last hour. We will pose that question to them in just a few moments' time. Right, your lines are live. This is your mid-morning phone-in. It is The Agenda right here on Dubai High 103.8. You can get involved in the conversation by texting us now on 4001. You can also have your say by giving us a call on 04871 5500. Have your say online at Dubai High 103.8 FM, hashtag Dubai High 103.8. Going to talk tollgates a little later on in the show. Why on earth do you want to talk tollgates, Tom? Because there is a new one out there. New Salik tollgate has been erected on Sheikh Zayed Road, located just just after Ibn Battuta Mall. It's going to open on October the 24th. So you do the math. If you're travelling from Sharjah to Jebel Ali, if that's where you work, then you're going to be paying, what, 20 dirhams per ride? That could be 40 dirhams a day to and from work. Is that enough to make you think about changing to the metro and other public transport systems? We'd love your thoughts on that one. But before all that, we deal with our bullying topic, which has run over into the second hour. Should parents or teachers be responsible for managing bullying at schools? And if you are or are to be a parent, would you rather your child was bully or bullied? Thoughts, please.
Get involved and help set the agenda. Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
Sonal's with us in studio. She's been given 40 minutes or so to ruminate over the equation. Would you rather parent a bully or someone who's been bullied?
You know, I think it comes down to two different things. I think my initial instinct was, okay, I'd rather a child that was being bullied, because you don't want a jerk as a child. You don't want to think that you've raised a mean-spirited person. But ultimately, I think that's about you. That's about your own ego, that response. But then, if you think about the actual impact or effect it's going to have on the child, you do often hear about bullies growing out of that kind of behavior. Meanwhile, that impact lasts with those who are being bullied. So from the perspective of looking about what's better for your child's well-being, I think I would and this surprises me, because it wasn't my first instinct, but I think I'd go for the bully, because you can do something about that.
You're more in control of the situation, exactly. Not reliant on others and trying to convince others. Interesting perspective, interesting thoughts as well. Interesting little comment you made there as well, that whole idea, that concept of growing out of bullying. Do you ever grow out of bullying, or once a bully, always a bully? Is it something that's to do with your character? And is that something that needs to be addressed by parents, teachers, or others? What about even your friends as well? When do friends step in and address the situation with would-be bullies? Let's get to the lines now. Let's get more thoughts on this one. Vince is joining us live this morning on line number two. Morning to you, Vince.
Good morning, Tom.
Welcome to the
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say I thoroughly enjoy the poignant topics that are discussed and consulted on in the show. And I wanted to share my thoughts, experiences, and beliefs on this topic. And I think it goes a lot deeper than just the end result of your child being a bully or being bullied. I think it is most certainly a behavior that is learnt at the home front. And I have witnessed it myself with such innocent acts with my daughter when she's 1.5 years old, and when she'd walk around the house and every once in a while bump her head on something and start crying, and, you know, to console her and to give her a little bit of calm, you know, I'd hug her and kiss her, and then I'd bump the wall with my hand, or I'd bump the table with my hand. Lo and behold, after repeated behavior like this, every time she bumped herself, she immediately hit the wall by herself or hit the table by herself. So this demonstrates that it's learned. Oh, this is what I do when I experience pain. And even myself, as growing up, I was a bit of a hot-headed kid, and I went through this kind of temperament. And what I found for myself, and also for my nieces and nephews in our family, the physical training of martial arts, because it's not just the physical training, it is also a mental conditioning. And when I started taking martial arts and believing in the doctrine that there is, that, you know, we are all human, we all make mistakes, we have to learn how to resolve our problems in a very positive manner. We learn about how much force our own bodies can produce, and this begins to shape your mind and your temperament, and overrides, in my belief, what you may or may not have learned, bad behavior you may have learned at home from watching your mom and dad. So I think this is a wonderful outlet, because we're all humans, we're all parents, and we're subconsciously doing things that our beautiful little children are recording and observing and watching, and they're basing their life on how to deal with problems on us.
It's really interesting, interesting perspective, because we had someone on a little earlier on, Mark, talking about the fact that, you know, he had been on the receiving end of some mean treatment growing up, and he turned to team sports as a way of combating that because it gave him more self-belief, more confidence, more sort of team ethic. But it's interesting to look at it from the other way as well. If you know, we're aggressive beasts fundamentally, aren't we? Well, the old phrase of blowing off steam and how do you calm down, etc. And to be able to channel that sort of element of aggression rather than take it out on others, as you say, martial arts works for you. It might be something else for other people.
Absolutely. And ever since I was a young boy, my sensei said very poignant words to me, which still resonate in my mind and help me resolve conflict at any level. These words were, "Behavior that is admired, power will follow." And when you keep this in your mind, in your day-to-day life, there isn't any conflict that you cannot resolve to a mutual benefit. So I just thought I would share that with everyone.
Really appreciate it this morning, Vince. Thanks so much indeed for that one. That was Vince joining us live on the line. So how do you channel those elements, those forces? We're getting a really good response as well to this whole quandary, this moral quandary, this moral maze, if you like, of if you were the parent, would you rather be a parent of someone that's being bullied or a bully? We haven't got the thoughts of the team here in studio other than Sonal as yet, so she's given her opinions. Shroots, you've had long enough to think about this one as well. To parent a bully or someone who's being bullied?
I think I'm going to pick someone who is being bullied rather than someone who is a bully. I mean, obviously it depends on the relationship you have with your child, but I feel like if parents are there for someone and you have that kind of bond with your child, you could potentially help them get over it and, you know, empower them in a way. That's what I think. But I understand when you have someone, a child who is a bully, there are ways to resolve that as well. But it depends how switched on you are and how much you know your child, because you have to like look out for these signs. And if you haven't spotted them, then your child could be bullied or is a bully and you wouldn't be any wiser.
Mm. It is a quandary, because it's one that I've been thinking about since it was posed to us a little earlier on as well. You want to be able to be that sort of that individual that can console your child and teach them to be the bigger person, turn the other cheek, and try and get to the bottom with it without reverting to violence or meanness or bullying per se. But at the same time, it must just rip you apart if you are seeing your child coming home and they're losing self-confidence. You know, we've talked to people already on the show this morning who've borne the scars of bullying into their later life as well, and something needs to be addressed. Zach as well, I know that you've got an opinion on this one. To be a parent, would you find it more comfortable, and again, it's not a situation anyone wants to be in, but more comfortable to be a parent of a bully or a child that's being bullied?
I would much, much rather be the parent of a bully than a parent of a child that's being bullied.
Why?
Because out of not personal experience, I don't have children of my own, but out of experience of someone that I know who was bullied a lot during high school, her parents were the most engaging parents I know, and they're so involved in the child's life. And yet, no matter how much they tried, no matter what they did, they don't have complete control over all of the factors. And even though they did their absolute best to help this child through the bullying, it still didn't work. No matter how many times you can contact the other parent or the parent of the child that is the bully, sometimes that does not work out the way that you expect it to. So if I was the parent of the bully, I could do a lot more. It's much more in my control than having to watch my child be tortured every day they go to school.
It's interesting because we've had Saber get in touch with us on this one, 4001, saying anyone who says they would prefer their child to be the victim has likely never been bullied in any bad way. Maybe, not sure what my answer would have been if I'd never experienced such nasty people in my area and schools. I say be the bully, not the bullied. Being bullied can alter your mind for life. And from early, depending when the bullying starts, personalities are developed from experience. Bullying is not the greatest personality builder with no good peer guidance. Thank you very much, indeed, Saber, for that one.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.